Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak with that. If you must know, my new morning jam is called Morning Summit, thanks to those sweet jerks at Costco. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Mr. James Heaney. Jimmy Heen, what fruit can you still not get enough of?
Strawberries. I sometimes will buy them. I have a freezer full of strawberries that I've cut up and frozen, and if I see them on sale, I'll buy more.
Oh, that's the correct answer. Back by popular demand, it's Jackie Gonzalez Dorothy! Jack G, favorite sandwich?
I love an Italian sub, and I specifically love the godmother from...
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Where's that?
What's it? Bay City.
That's it. That's the one. Mm. One time my husband told me he had a surprise for me and he brought me back that sub and I fell to my knees.
Yeah, yeah.
I was so happy.
try the hot Italian at Capriati's.
Okay, I will.
Capriati's.
Capriati's.
Look out, it's Chris Alvarado, Chris Doe and or do worst moment on roller skates.
Well, a little known fact, I was an aggressive inline skater for a lot of years. That's what some people would refer to as rollerblading, but aggressive inline skate. James knows all about that.
What's the aggressive part?
Well, we're grinding rails and stuff and curves and everything. So it's
you're
not
riding
just like,
down handrails while
exactly,
on rollerblades.
Exactly. Now, I was there for the birth of
public property.
Yes, I was there for the birth of this movement, though, which was nice. I got to hang in Venice
really?
With all the Senate guys, with Arlo Eisenberg. Brooke Howard Smith, all those guys. But I think the worst part was I was always a chubby short guy. I didn't grow till I'm 6'3 now. I didn't grow till after I graduated high school. So I was just frumpy and short, and it would be very difficult for me to get up on a handrail without using my actual hands to like lift myself up.
Ooh.
So I had a lot of embarrassing days out skating. So I don't know.
You don't have much speed when you're using your hands to get up on the
rail. Hey, James, why don't you back the fuck off?
I'm sorry.
James,
Jesus.
Have some respect.
He's a guy so just now coming out the other end of the self-loathing to self-loving, and you got to chime in.
No, he's right. He's right. So, yeah, it wasn't one embarrassing day. It was
many
embarrassing year
many.
Or two.
Constant. Yeah. Thank you, James. Yes. Fuck. And last but check your pants for poo if you think him least, it's Joey Greer, Uncle Creep Show. Any memory from your time in Europe?
My gosh. Let's see. Time in Europe. Yeah. There was a, yeah. Actually, yeah, that was, yeah.
All right. Thank you. Let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails or from our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other sweet perks. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Scene one.
I don't think it helps.
Comes from patron VIP Conrad, who wrote, Kevin has ignored my previous scene suggestions, but I'm choosing to believe that it's because it was submitted through email and not the Patreon messaging to which I'm entitled as a VI fucking P.
Yeah,
anyway, in light of today's pod and James's intro, I cannot be the only person thinking of the following scene, football down by the river. Does that recall anything for you, James?
Yeah, I was a legend.
P.S. I also enjoy hearing your original low volume and seemingly interminable audible ad read, Kevin, when I run across it listening to old episodes. Any listeners looking for it can find it easily. It is contained in any show that has a listed runtime of over an hour. Oh, this fucking kills me. Because it literally adds 5 minutes to what would normally be a 57 or 58 minute show. Stay healthy and keep up the good work, Conrad.
All right, guys, gather around. Knock it off. Come on, take a knee. Everybody, okay, hold on. All right.
I was told we were going to play flag.
All right, listen, boys.
What's up?
You know, I love you like you're my own children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love you like you're my only dad.
Sorry again, okay. Coach. Couldn't have peeped little kids.
Excuse me?
What? Real quick.
Yeah, apology. We're all sorry that you're.
Yeah, sorry you're barren.
The tube got cut and all that.
I'm not sorry because what God couldn't give me in my sperm, he gave to me right here on the field.
Appreciate that. But again, sorry about the bad dick.
Yeah, I have.
We're really sorry about that. We think of you like a dad.
I know you do.
A dad with a bad dick.
This is why it kills me to say.
The bad dick dad.
Yeah. This is why it kills me to say.
I mean, even though we all have our own homes and all that, and like, we're, you know, we all come from fathers, all of us at one point.
I mean, Jake has his own baby on the way. I wasn't going to bring it up.
What? Yeah, oh, is that right, Jake?
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. That's really nice for you. No, that's good. That's good.
I don't know if we're going to keep it.
Oh, you should.
But, why don't you give it to Coach, fuckhead?
All right. Listen up, boys.
It's not about that. Yeah. I'm still responsible for it.
Yeah, hike the baby to Coach.
All right. You should give it to Coach. Funny. Coach doesn't want it to Coach.
Fellas,
you don't understand this shit.
Fellas,
right?
I'm not just going to be Coach anymore.
Whoa.
What?
The city of Carlsbad.
What?
The city of Carlsbad.
What?
Has decided to get rid of all sports funding.
What did you say?
What? The
city of Carlsbad.
What?
Yeah, the city. Well, the city of Carlsbad.
Don't interrupt him, man. I can't hear him.
What?
Well, the city of Carlsbad has decided to remove all athletic funding, and they're turning this field into a shopping center.
No, Daddy, no.
Oh, you can't hug me like that. You guys can't hug me like that. I'm out of ideas. Okay, I don't know where else we could play football. If I'm being honest, okay. Football belongs on a football field. We all know that.
We've got to be able to do something.
Well, listen, I'm going to go back to my apartment, okay? You know where I live. Come up with any ideas, bring a six-pack of Miller High Life and tell me all about it. I'm out of here, boys.
Thanks, Coach.
See you later.
You'll always be a hero with a bad dick.
Oh, my God. You guys, we're going to lose the team. We're going to lose football.
First of all, Jake. Shut it. Listen to me. Everyone, huddle up.
What the fuck?
Okay.
You gotta give that baby to Coach.
Yeah, that'll keep him
gotta
around.
Gotta give that baby to the Coach.
That'll I'm not gonna give the field baby back.
To Coach. Jake, I swear to God, I'm gonna ram a rock right into your face.
What
now listen,
the?
We're going to Coach's apartment in 45 minutes, okay? I don't know how we're gonna get our 12-year-old hands on some high life, but if anybody has any ideas, now's the time.
I mean,
we could stack up three of us, put an overcoat on.
Oh, great. So we're 7 feet tall. What the hell is wrong with you, man? This is like.
Yeah.
Well, no, if one of us doesn't go on the shoulders but goes on the back, then we're like 6 feet tall with a hunchback.
That's it.
Believable.
Jake looks the oldest. I mean, Jake's going to be a dad.
Yeah.
I bet you when you're almost going to be a dad, you've got a confidence that gets you a Miller High Life six pack.
Look, I don't know if I'm going to be a dad.
Chances yeah, Jake, I heard your older brother is the one who tapped Cynthia anyways, so don't sweat it.
That's a fucking rumor, dude. That's a fucking rumor. Get off of me.
Welcome to 7-Eleven.
Yeah, hi. Let me get some scotch tape and some AA batteries.
Okay.
A bottle of Old Harper, and I'll take that Jugs magazine.
Okay. All right, there you are. I got to do this. This is part of the thing. You got any ID?
Yep, absolutely. Thanks. Oh, you mean with me, on me, or just in general? Because I have an ID.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Everybody down, man. Everybody fucking down,
man. What is happening?
All right. Open that register. I'll open that fucking register, man.
Okay, James.
You're just supposed to be asking for Miller High Life.
I got this.
We've got the money.
Put that gun down, bud. Put that gun down, sir.
Give me the fucking register right now, man.
Bang!
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh,
you shot him,
shit.
You dumbass.
Oh, shit.
Grab the beer and get out of here.
Man, look, if I'm going to catch one charge, I'm going to catch another, dude. Listen up, you dude. The guy buying the fucking magazine. What magazine were you buying?
What's up? Jugs.
Jugs? Just a magazine of just pottery? What the fuck is this, dude?
Yeah, ceramics.
All right, I need you to buy us Miller High Life. Now.
Okay.
Buy it for us.
Buy it? How? This guy's
fucking bleeding
out.
We don't have ID. We need you to buy it. Let's go. Come on.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Coach.
Hey, good
coach.
What are you guys? Brought you some Miller.
Oh,
we got a six pack. Can we come in?
Covered in blood. Yeah, come on in. Come on in.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
don't mind the smoke. Don't mind the smoke. That's incense. It's incense.
Jake skinned his knee on the way here because I told him to take a knee. Anyways,
good boy.
We had some follow up questions if we could.
Yeah. What's up?
Could one of us get one of those beers?
Boys, you know that's I can't do that.
Not the follow up question we talked about, man.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Just
burn
the follow up question. About. You just burn the fucking follow up question, man.
All right, guys, relax.
All right, one of you asked.
I didn't watch someone die. Did you fuck up the follow up?
No, we don't
question.
Know if he died. We don't know
Wait,
if
what?
He died.
What?
I watched
what
the light leave his
hey,
eyes.
If you did have a baby, what would you name it?
I'm not going to have a baby.
Then you gotta give it a coach.
No!
If
Jake,
you're for
settle,
sure not gonna
Jake,
have it.
For the 17th time, shut it. He was asking coach.
If you were gonna have a baby, what would you name it if it was a boy? And what would you name it if it was a girl?
All right, take a knee. Take a knee everywhere. Take a knee. Take a knee.
Okay.
All right. I'm glad you asked this because I've thought about this long and hard.
Sure, of course. Of course.
If it's a girl, Brooklyn.
Yep. Easy. Brooklyn. Brooklyn's great easy. Name.
She can go by Brooke, go by Lynn. No problem.
Why not a boy's name too?
Oh shit! Ding dong. Give me ding one sec. Dong. Give me one sec, guys. Hey, go over there and run
should
an X4.
Should we hide
X4,
in their
okay?
trench coat? Oh, run an X4. Great.
Yeah, go run an X4. All right, give me one sec. Hello.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the coach of the football team, there's going to be no more. Look, we've updated the zoning area, and looks like your apartment, is going to be part of the new mall. So we're going to have to evict you.
Sorry, listen, dude. Luther, I can smell how rich you are from here, okay? You don't have to rub it in my face.
That's gold, my man. You're smelling gold.
Get it out of my face.
You don't like me dangle-a-dangle?
So what are you saying? You're saying I'm losing my field and I'm losing my home?
Uh-huh. I'm building a mall pipe right through your apartment.
You're telling me the mall pipe is going to go right through here?
That's right.
Let me guess. Right, it'd be a solid gold pipe, I bet.
Uh-huh. Hey, Luther, there's nothing you could do about it, coach.
Luther, you're forgetting something. I have until midnight tonight to come up with a plan. So
good luck.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that, man. I need it.
And let me just tell you one more thing. Yeah. I just had my 17th kid.
That'll be enough.
X4! Hike!
Hike! That's good. Hike. Good work, boys. All right, bring it in. Okay, here we go. All right, here, you can rinse with the High Life. You can't swallow it, okay? You promise?
Promise.
All right, pass the bottle around. Take a little swig.
Glug, glug, glug.
Now, gentlemen of the board, this mall is going to be the biggest mall in River City.
Luther.
All right. Now, I want this mall to have one thing and one thing only, and I want it to have nothing to do with football. Do you understand
that? Why? Why?
Who said that? Who
Dad,
said that?
Dad, we're all wondering, Dad, why don't you want it to have anything to do with football?
Football is evil. Football is a sport. And football has coaches and players. No more. There shall be no football.
All right, guys. I'm your coach, Luther. How old are you, little bud? All right. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to play this game, and you'll probably never amount to anything. So you go over there. Everybody else, X4. Yeah, what's the problem, Luther?
The problem is football. I used to be a coach of the Nautical National Football Team of River City.
Wait, hold what? On.
How were you ever a coach? What? I heard you never even played a day in your life.
I lost that coaching job to Coach, who is now Coach.
Coach? He's a great
team.
Guy.
Coach
we
is
all
a
love
great
Coach.
Guy. Coach is a great guy. You know what? Come here. Bring that vat of liquid gold.
No, Dad.
I don't know if I should. You should. Okay.
All right. Somebody get that.
You're the only one that has a cell phone. You're the only one that has a cell phone.
God damn it.
Hello.
Let us have
Hello.
Phones.
Is this Luther?
This is Luther. Who's calling?
It's Gregory.
Hey, Gregory, I told you not to call on the phone.
I know, but it's important.
What is it?
I really need $3,400 for the surgery.
$3,400 for that? I just gave you a check for $5,000 2 weeks ago. What the hell do you need $3,400 for?
For the surgery, we talked about this.
For the, so you want to get dolphin legs? It doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense.
How the hell, what are, you want fins? You want one? You want to make yourself look like a mermaid?
Two fins. Right.
Fine.
It's $3,400.
Fine.
All right, little fellas. It's getting late. Streetlights coming on, I'm sure your folks.
My head hurts from all that Miller.
Told you not to swallow. Told you not to swallow. Listen, you guys go home. You guys, we all have the same walkie-talkie frequency. So if you come up with any good ideas, shoot. Go ahead and shoot me.
Oh, I have a good.
Hey, sorry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Just rub it in with your foot, everybody. Come on. Everybody get over here. Rub it in. Rub it into the carpet.
Nice job, Courtney.
Good.
Sorry.
All right. Listen, well, I'll be on Channel 2 tonight in the walkies. If anybody gets any big ideas, we have till midnight to save this program. Otherwise.
What channel should we be on, Coach? On the walkie. Channel 2. Okay.
Channel 2.
Everybody switch over to Channel 2.
And Jake, if for some reason the kid, you know, goes up for adoption or something, I love first looks. You know what I mean?
That's right. We got a mall here, right here in River City. An M and an A and a two L's. A mall here, right here in River City. No football. No FOOTBALL. No football. Just a mall. Just MALL. Mall in River City. That's a mall. Right here in River City. You guys. You guys.
Yeah, what? What, Courtney?
Yeah, what?
You guys, listen, I don't know about you, but my neighborhood's been just loud as shit. I can't go to sleep. Someone's out there singing about a mall.
Spinning a sign, singing cheers for the mall?
Yeah, about the mall right here in River City.
They're right outside. We must live really close to each other because I see somebody right outside my window screaming about it.
Oh, I see someone right out my side window. Maybe we're neighbors.
Oh, 3712? Can you guys go to another channel and try to
3720. Hey, man. Either you're in or you're out.
Look, I'm dealing with so much personal stress. I don't know if I'm going to have a kid or not.
Keep saying no, so that's where we're really confused, man. It seems like you do know. Seems like you know
you're
that you're
literally
not gonna...
my neighbor.
I'm going to go to channel 3 for a second and see if anybody can hear me out there. If anybody can hear me out there, this is just a lonely coach. Now, I haven't always been a good guy. Hell, some would say I've been a bad guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who is this? I'm with a group of survivors on an island.
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, please. Right,
That's scene number one.
Oh, whatever happened to Coach? Did he get the kid? Do they ever play football again?
You know, I imagine that the song... Mall No Football here in River City inspired the idea to play football by the river.
Yep. Yeah. And the coach definitely got Jake's kid. For sure. Scene 2 is from Rufus, who wrote, "Hi Alchemist, longtime listener, first time writer, and all that. I had my doubts as to how an improv podcast would work, but after hearing how the murder in Peoria at Turla's Diner played out, I knew my life had changed forever. Here's my scene suggestions. Employees at a company all go to the funeral for the weird coworker no one really knew, open casket and all. Keep doing your thing and brightening our days in these tough times. Best, Rufus from Stockholm, the one in Sweden, not in Wisconsin."
Oh. "There's coffee in the waiting room, and you can get yourself some hors d'oeuvres while you wait for the viewing."
"Yeah, thanks, Lurch. Jesus. Hey, you guys want to go up and see the dead guy?"
"No, you're acting crazy.
What the fuck? I mean, I want to pay my respects."
"Yeah, I mean, I've been drinking pretty heavy.
Yeah, we can tell.
Right, you reek of alcohol. Lurch.
Did I come in hot?"
"Yes, you smell like Goldschlager, dude."
"Shit, sorry. So seriously, though, can we go see the dead guy?"
"When it's time."
"I don't want to go with you, man."
"Also, but it's not just a dead guy. I mean, I know no one here knew him, but he had a name."
"Yeah, what was that name? Okay.
Fred Durst."
"What? Seriously?"
"Yes.
Fuck.
Jeez.
Coincidence. So Which are the Durst family members? We can go up and say how great he was at work.
That sounds nice.
I mean, it's all the anyone wearing a red baseball cap is part of the Durst family.
That sounds nice.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right.
Oh my God, Jesus, dude!
Sorry.
Fucking yeah, throw over. You can't go in there. You just threw up all over your suit, man.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
God damn it, dude!
Luckily, I have. Sorry, sir. It looks like you've got some spittle or some vomit on your shirt. Let me use this towel.
Get off me, old guy.
Listen, this guy's smelling the vomit.
Yeah, listen, I heard Fred has got a widow. I just wanted to say a few things to her.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
I am so sorry. I run this funeral home here, and I don't appreciate the comments of Lurch. And if you're trying to poach the widow of the deceased, I am a guardian of this celebration of life. You must leave.
Wasn't asking.
Are you two with this gentleman? You must leave too. You cannot stay.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
We worked with Fred at the office.
Yeah, we wanted to say our shit to Fred, man. I was just wondering where the widow is.
I'm asking you all to leave. Don't make me escort you myself.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I guess we.
Wait, are you with them? You're leaving what? Too.
Oh,
all
on.
Four of you. Oh, all four of you, right this way. Right this.
This
way.
Is fucking bullshit. You guys get kicked out of that funeral home. Yeah.
You
guys want to go to a real funeral, huh?
What are you saying?
No, I'm saying that I got a place that we can look at a body, touch a body. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
What?
No, thank you.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Whose body? I mean,
come on, who gives a shit? Who cares, right? Co-worker of mine.
I mean,
you know
it kind of depends on the body.
It's a co-worker of mine.
I'd love to go.
Are you guys serious?
I mean, I would consider it for a certain body.
Who are these people? What are you bringing them in? We're trying to dispose of something.
Relax.
What's
come
going
on?
What the fuck
relax.
Is this? We gotta get rid of this body.
Hey, they paid good money to come look at this guy, okay? Now, look. Right. You're going to might see something a little disturbing. It might look like the lower part of his body turned into a dolphin, all right? Just a botched surgery, not a big deal, all right? So why don't we just take a look and...
Oh, that's a body I want to touch for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
What has gotten into you?
Oh, yeah, touch a bunch of this body.
I don't know. I've never been to a funeral before.
But in the office, you're a great worker. You're a team player, and now you want to touch weird bodies?
Is that not me being a team player and a hard worker? I'm working hard at this funeral, and I'm playing with the team of the funeral people.
Oh, so we're going to frame these guys? That's perfect. You're real smart.
Yeah,
the fingerprints all over the body.
That's how we're doing. Then it's not going to be our problem, you understand?
You're so smart. Let's just come out the back door. Now they can deal with it.
Well, hold
holy
on,
shit,
let me, I wanna...
he's got dolphin legs. What the fuck is happening?
Where is everybody? Are you telling me that you've kicked everybody out of the funeral?
I am sorry, Mrs. Durst, but one of them was trying to use this as an opportunity to get close to you. It's what we call a widow poacher in the funeral biz.
What do you mean? Someone was trying to grieve fuck me?
They wanted to grieve fuck you, yes.
I mean, yeah,
so
down.
I escorted them off.
What the hell? I'm down.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I've already kicked them out. We could.
What the?
They might still be. Mrs. Durst, I am sorry.
This is supposed to be a funeral / birthday party. Okay. What the hell?
I'm so sorry. They might be in the parking lot. Let me go.
Sir, well, you better go find them, and you better bring every single one of them back here now.
All four of them.
Yeah, all four of them.
Oh, okay, Mrs. Durst. I'm so sorry.
Tracy, take that out of your mouth. Why are you putting the dead fin in your mouth?
I just want to see what it tastes
man.
Like. Yeah.
You too?
We're on the same page over here. It tastes pretty good, right?
Have you not
you're having
it?
A good time over here?
Yeah. Give us a sec, though, will you?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, were you eating that fin? Okay, well, you know, whatever. All right, me and my sister got to go out for something real quick, and we'll be back, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. Hey, come on, let's go.
Hey, you two
you just
really
you got to go in there and tell them that you also your brother. They're not going to believe I'm your sister.
It doesn't matter what
say
the fuck,
your sister and your brother.
Let's just go. This is our out. Let's go.
All right, I'll fix it. All ready, buddy, everybody. My brother and I are going to go with my sister, and we're going to go out, okay?
Yeah, we don't care. We just go.
In your mouth.
We don't really care what you guys are doing. Just get out of here already.
All right, but I'm
We paid brother. Good money to see this body, and so that's what we're doing.
How much?
$4,800 apiece.
Huh. Well, well, well. Okay, thank you. Good to know.
Jeez, this has been a weird day, guys. Listen, first of all, we lost a coworker that we don't really know, but we're going to do our best.
Oh, don't really know. You knew his name.
That's about it. Remember you came in so hot, screaming at people, calling him Lurch, trying to fuck the wife or whatever? And you're happy with this.
Yeah.
Also, you haven't stopped throwing up since we left.
I had some bad
Tracy.
I had some bad tuna salad.
Reavers.
What's happening? What is that?
Grievous! Come out, Grievous!
Oh, God. Grievous is being called by the dead?
Grievous is being...
Do you guys know who Grievous is?
I'm not sure. I've never been...
Grievous!
Oh, wait. I think he's saying we should grieve them.
The
Grievous.
There, I'm glad I found you. I'm glad I found you.
You're right, buddy.
I'm saying Grievers. Are you not the Grievers?
Oh,
yeah, we paid to grieve. What's up, weirdo?
Hold on, hold on. Wait, sorry. You were screaming Grievers?
Grievers.
Why were you screaming?
I need to bring you back to the funeral. Were you not prepared to grieve your co-worker, Fred?
Yeah, but then we get kicked out, and then we each paid $4,800 to be here.
Yeah, I don't have
to
any
see
more
this
money.
Body? Oh my God, this body looks like it's from the island of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, and yet these two keep putting shit in their mouth. Tracy, I'm disappointed in you more than anybody.
Disappointed?
Listen, I'm going to make this quick. I don't want any Lurch jokes, but I made a mistake when I kicked you out. Apparently, Mrs. Durst wants to fuck. So...
Excuse me?
I said
out of
the
my
same
way.
Thing.
But, out of
my
way.
Going? Where's he going?
But I, wait, don't go. We need all four of you or it's not going to happen. Oh, shit. He got away.
Yeah, welcome to the police station. What can we do for you two?
Yeah, there seems to be a crime that was committed. Some kind
yeah,
of...
Yeah, real crime.
Wait,
I recognize you two. You two are the biggest criminals in this town, and you're here to report a crime? Get out.
No, we're serious. There's a fucking crime.
Now, you're not doing this just for the reward money, are you?
Oh, there's reward money?
For any crime? We tell you about any crime, we get a reward?
If you tell us a crime that leads to a conviction, you each get $4,800.
Are you serious? All right, well, then if I tell you, do I get his $4,800?
No, I get my $4,800.
Whoever gives me the most information that leads to a conviction gets the $4,800.
Okay, well, there's a guy, lower half of his body looks like a dolphin.
Okay.
And there's four people in there touching him, and they killed him, and they got his fingerprints on there.
They killed him, and fingerprints.
Yep.
It looks like they did a botched surgery, and the double fin legs didn't take.
Right, huh. Yep. And then fin threw up. There's a whole bunch of throw up, too. And then
I'm going to give you two $4,800 checks, but I'm not going to sign it. I'm not going to sign it.
Damn.
Okay, I'm leaving that part. I'm leaving that part blank until a conviction is made. You understand?
Uh huh. So,
here you go.
So just
what's your
keep
name?
The check until
you hold on to it. You hold on to it. There you go. All right, I'm going to leave the two part blank as well. So I'm putting $4,800. I'm going to put in the memo. Conviction pending.
Wait, what's the two part blank? What is the blank? Other blank part.
Who? Your name. Yeah.
Oh, I can put that in. I don't mean
that's what I'm saying. So I'm handing you each. So put your hands up.
Hey, Sarge, you handing out checks here?
If it leads to a conviction, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He means pay to the order of numbnuts. Sarge, let me know if you want anything from Taco Tuesday.
Are you going to Taco Tuesday?
I'm going right now.
But it's Wednesday.
I understand. It's crazy talk, right?
Yeah, all right. Hey, I'll take the use.
Okay, good.
Little deal. All right, fellas. I'm going to head over there now.
To Taco Tuesdays or to...
I mean, the quicker you look at this, this is an active case, man. We talk about a murder and you're going...
Oh, okay. All right. It's an active case.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about? Someone's fucking dead.
Can I get a ride?
What? From us?
Yeah.
A car is not really appropriate for visitors in the back seat.
Yeah, yeah. It's dirty. I'm insecure about it.
Yeah, it's really dirty.
Yeah.
All right. Just give me the address.
Oh, I don't really remember the address.
Oh, give me those checks back then, boys.
How what if you guys... Wait. Oh, no.
Thank you all for coming to this funeral. sorry. Is that better? Okay.
Yep. Couldn't hear you for a second.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thank you all for coming to this funeral. Fred was a great uncle, a stand-up citizen.
I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
I run this funeral home. I'm
Sit
looking
down,
for Lurch. Mrs. Durst. We've got the widow banger here. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt this speech, but I made a promise.
The Durst funeral is over there, sir. Okay.
Shit. Oh, shit. Sorry. Go on.
Fred Flintstone was a hard worker.
Okay. So what do we, so there, we would just walk in there, say a few words and
start banging.
Start banging.
It's sick.
A good thing we didn't go into that room. That room was for a different Fred. Okay.
Hey, I thought you said you ran this place.
I'm out of here.
I do.
This has been one hell of a sick fucking experience.
I'm going home.
I'm in, actually.
Oh, my God.
Tracy and I want to meet Mrs. Durst, the widow.
Well, I'll see you guys in the office on Monday.
It's just Miss now. She's not married.
All right, fine. Thank
you. She's not divorced.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Damn,
you're still vomiting. All right. Well, this is not good.
And with the quarterlies, we can tell that there's going to be enough funds to put in another mall pipe on the other side of the building.
Why is it called funds? Because we're going to have a good time?
Let's not interrupt. So this is actually a good opportunity to take a pause in the meeting. First off, I want to just say that there's a company-wide loss with Fred. And I understand that we're all grieving in different ways, and that's totally appropriate. But that grieving period should only be for 24 hours.
Question?
When
is it appropriate to start banging the widow?
Immediately.
Thanks, sir.
So that's fun, right?
Don't interrupt.
Grievas, okay. Can I talk to all the Grievas here?
Please.
Actually,
the what?
All the Grievas here.
The Divas?
The Grievas. The Grievas.
The Grievas. I don't know.
Pull your head out of your ass. She's saying Grievas.
The Grievas. The people who are grieving. The Grievas.
Oh, people who. Yes. Please come on in. So this is a sensitivity program here, y'all. We have brought in Ms. Turnberber, and she's going to be able to kind of help us through this moment.
Yeah.
And
I didn't even work with Fred.
Let her speak, fuckle.
Fine.
Sometimes you don't work with somebody and you don't even know how much they've affected your life.
Wow.
Until you lose them.
That's not fun.
And then you feel the hole. And you can't even put your finger in it because you don't know where it is.
Wait. Wait for it.
What's going on?
I'm sorry?
Keep going.
Okay.
Are you telling me to wait for the what?
All right. Look. Why don't we just calm down? Obviously, there's a lot of grieving going on here. Okay.
I'm not grieving. Everybody keeps saying I'm grieving. I don't care.
You don't care? Wow.
That's cold word.
I don't even know who the guy was.
See, anger.
Nice world, man.
Anger is a lot of anger. A lot of people show their grieving through anger.
It's one of those steps.
Angry.
That's one of the steps.
I'm annoyed that all day long I have to deal with this grieving period.
I mean, if that's the kind of Grieva that you are, then that's the kind of Grieva that you are. You're the Grieva that gets angry. Some other people are Grievas who get sad. Some Grievas get hungry. Some Grievas get horny.
Horny.
Yeah. I could tell.
Police coming through. Excuse me.
Please come through.
Police coming through.
Well, police.
Oh. I'm looking for a Tracy and her closest pals here at this office.
Tracy, yeah. Tracy?
What's up?
And the chest pals?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's Where up, Copper?
Right.
They're here in the boardroom. Here. Should be right over there. There's Tracy.
Oh, which one's Tracy? Raise your hand for Tracy, please.
Tracy is...
My arms are really short. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. And who would you say are your two closest friends here?
Probably Bob and McElroy.
Don't blame me.
What do you mean? What about me?
I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just saying my two
I'm not
closest
one of your closest
friends.
Jesus,
but don't fine. Say I mean, no friends. Say I wouldn't name. Say we're the closest.
All right, listen. What I'm trying to get at here is we found fingerprints all over a dead body. We also found teeth impressions in the person's lower fin area. We're going to have to take you guys down to the station because you are all being arrested for murder.
I'm sorry, but
the teeth doing Christopher Walken? What kind of impression are we talking about?
Impression?
You can do all the jokes you want in the hole.
Fuck! He's got us.
In the hole.
All right, y'all. Welcome to The Hole, one of the premier prison comedy spots here in River County. So next up, we got a newcomer to The Hole. She's fantastic. She's got a lot of humor, a lot of edge, and a lot of light at the end of that tunnel, serving what is back-to-back life sentences. Let's give it up for Tracy Schittenhauer.
Tracy!
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Have you ever had a dolphin fin in your mouth?
Ew.
In your mouth?
Ew.
Let me tell you a little bit about having a dolphin fin in your mouth. Okay.
So dirty.
Not as fun as you think it is.
Flipper.
I should know, because that's Vajinga. That's a new catchphrase. How's it going, guys?
That's the Jenga.
Okay, so it's great. Okay, so I'm going to keep going with my set. Okay. Have you?
Okay, so you're checking into this hotel room, sir. You look like Lurch, by the way.
I don't appreciate that. Okay, it's the lack of sunlight. I work during the night and sleep during the day.
He gets
can
that
we
a
make
lot,
sure
though.
That the room... Oh, George, hello.
It's just the three of us.
Okay.
Can we make sure the room has
it's
a window?
Just the three of us.
Yes. Okay.
Of course, the room's going to have a window. What do you think? We're going to put
just
us in a coffin?
Some rooms are subterranean.
Every time with this.
She's right. She's right. Now, ma'am, are you okay?
Please, please,
I see
please.
You seem to be upset.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little upset. My birthday party was ruined. Okay. Oh,
God, this again.
It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
No, it's over. It's been over.
Okay. Well, here are the keys
we'll
here.
See.
You're in room
is this
one.
Room? Does this room come with beef?
You wanted a beef room.
I assumed that there was going to be beef in the room.
This room does not have beef. I'm happy to give you room 113. 113 is the beef patty room. So you'll find patties underneath your pillows.
Nice.
So we only have two pillows. So there's two patties. There's three of you. I can get Patricia to bring you one more patty.
And please.
What? So,
hi, Patricia.
Yeah.
Hi.
We're going to need, so we have two patties under two pillows. We're going to need
two
one more patty.
Two patties under two pillows.
That's already there, Patricia. So now we need you to bring an extra pillow, extra patty.
Extra pillow, extra patty, but not a patty like Patricia.
No, and you got to stop saying that. Also, you don't know where you're going. It's room 113.
Oh, okay. Other way.
Other way. Okay. So yeah, that'll be three patties, three pillows, one bed. One
all
person
right.
who seems to be upset because of her birthday party. One guy who looks like Lurch.
Yeah, my husband is,
not over
is
yet.
Dead.
Oh, are you a Griva?
And that's scene two. Scene three comes to us from patron VIP McCoy, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemaniacs, I was listening to a recent episode in which Chris relentlessly plugged his website, chris-alvarado.com. Like a good listener, I went to the website and was pleasantly surprised at how well the web page was designed.
I mean,
really?
Yourself.
Upon reading Chris's bio, however, I was taken aback. Chris had performed in a show with Second City called Date Me, hashtag Date Me. I had to think about where I knew that name of that show from, but I figured it out. That was the show I saw with my first girlfriend on our last date together. We had dinner, saw a hilarious show, and then broke up about 11 o'clock that night. It was the day after Valentine's.
But I digress from the fact that Chris and my life are inexplicably interlinked. I have a scene suggestion. You are settlers of Catan. Haven't played the game?
Yep.
I said that I all wrong.
It. I just played it for the first time this weekend.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we got to play together.
Parenthetically, he added, haven't played the game. It doesn't matter. It's for nerds. Much love.
Wow. He's right.
Much love and stay healthy, McCoy.
I would just like to trade some of these bricks if you would mind for some grain.
No, we don't need any more bricks. We have the grain we need. We have sheep, if you like, and some wood. We don't need bricks.
I don't need those things. I just need some grain, and I've got plenty of bricks. These bricks
Listen, we all know you, sir. You have the longest road in this area, okay?
Yeah.
You don't need to rub it in. Now, next. Who's going to help next?
Yeah, I got some turnips I need to...
Turnips.
I got them off the back of a truck.
We can help you with wheat. We can help you with bricks. We can help you with wood. And we can help you with sheep and occasionally coal. Is that right?
That's what I meant. Coal, not turnips. This I got coal.
Coal, concrete. Okay. We got coal here. And what do you want for it?
Sheep.
Okay.
I think you know why.
I think I do know why. Here you go. Here, two sheep. You go over that that coal. Is it coal? Stone, perhaps? Stone?
Yep.
This thing. Okay, great. You have a great day. Next.
Listen, yeah, I'm back up. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I waited in line and I got nothing from him, okay?
And we're waiting in line too, man.
There we go. I got a wheelbarrow.
You had a fucking shitty deal. Get out of here, man.
He didn't even know what he was trading for. Coals, turnips for what? I don't. Okay. I have these bricks were made by my family. These are family bricks.
Get out of here. Next.
Yes. I was going to do a big reveal.
Okay.
And I feel like now that's stupid, but basically, listen. I'm the FBI, and you've been busted. You've been busted for doing a faulty deal. You know that this town does not deal in coal stones. It's ore, sir. That's the only tradable good that we have here of that type in Catan.
So if you're
going to be coming in bringing coal and trying to make that a deal, you just swindled that poor man out of lots of sheep.
Well, if I may.
Are you with the FBI?
Yeah, I'm with
the FBI. Get in line.
FBI? No. I overheard this. There's been a burglar coming to town. Every so often, he just locks my whole property down. Could you? You never respond to my calls.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I actually just recently changed my number. But
let me just write down my number.
Yeah, let me get your number.
Sir, how can I help you, sir?
I'd like to trade these... fully automatic weapons and anti-tank guns for maybe some wheat.
Holy shit. Yes. Yes. Wow. Holy shit. Holy fuck. These things are heavy.
Yeah. They're made in Monopoly.
And you just want some wheat for these?
That's all I need.
Holy shit. How many wheats? 1 wheat, 2 wheats, 3 wheats?
I'm looking at a steady supply of 400 wheat.
Okay, I made 400 wheat. That would take all the wheat we have in the shop here, sir.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm giving you an arsenal to take over Catan, okay?
Okay. Okay, now, listen, that person behind you over there talking to that gentleman, she's an FBI agent, so we can keep this on the low. Maybe
yes, I am, and I might have had my back turned, but I've been listening this whole time. You've been double busted.
Can I just say, your reveals, reveal one or reveal two, very soft.
I understand that, and it's something that I personally need to work on. I feel like the first reveal...
Agent Menendez, get in my goddamn office.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what the hell is this, huh? I send you to Catan, which was a big expense on the FBI.
Yes, sir.
That's another goddamn country we're sending you to, all right?
Yes, sir.
And you're telling me you got two major busts you're going to do.
Two big busts. A double bust.
I trusted you. I didn't even ask what those busks were. And I knew that you were going to find out what those busks were going to be when you got there.
Yeah.
All right? I trust your instincts.
I did get a double bust.
Yeah, but there's no arrests. You just came over here and you started bragging about how you told people they were busted.
and then you immediately got on a boat and you came back.
Oh, shit.
I don't understand.
Oh, Agent, we're going out for Taco Tuesday. Did you want anything?
Carne asada, 2 carnitas, 3 bean burritos, and
Jesus
a side of rice.
Christ,
was that not?
Just slow down.
Sorry. I couldn't eat anything in Catan.
I was talking to Agent Cauliflower, actually, but
oh, shit.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'd be happy to get those items for you.
Okay, thanks.
Agent?
Psst. I'm here to lock up your land. Nothing's coming
in. Listen, you son of a bitch. I've already called the FBI. They're probably watching. I wouldn't be surprised if this place is being cased right now, burglar. Look,
the only thing you can do against me is roll a 7, motherfucker. And I don't think you have it in you.
No? You don't think I do? Well, I married Lucky. My wife's a lucky lady. Hold on a second.
Honey, wake up. Don't wake up.
She's going to roll for me. Wake up. The burglar's back. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
I'm going to leave you guys.
No. Don't you go anywhere, you son of a bitch. Wake up, honey.
Wait.
Here, I need you to roll a 7.
You want me to roll a 7? You couldn't even sell the bricks. Get off of me.
Come on. Please. Please roll a 7. The burglar's here, and if we just get shut down one more time, our kids aren't going to eat.
Dude, who gives a shit about the burglar? If you can't sell the bricks, what does it matter if we're locked down or not?
Please.
This is the father of my children? This is the father of my children? This?
They wouldn't give us any more wheat. I don't know what to tell you. It's because we keep getting locked down by the burglar and you won't do nothing. I just need you to roll one of those lucky 7s.
Wow, what a beautiful port area you have here, sir.
Why, thank you.
Tons of goods come in, I imagine.
Oh, tons is an appropriate description. How may I help you?
I was thinking of buying this property, perhaps turning this small development into a large city.
Keep talking.
Okay. Well, no, that's about it. That's all I had. Are you interested in turning this small settlement into a large city?
What do you have to offer in exchange?
What do I have to offer? Jesus Christ!
Excuse me, sir. Sir, with the semi-automatic.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that I've been actually here in this ghillie suit, and I'm a part of the FBI. And sir, you've been busted. I've busted.
I feel like you hit the emphasis in the wrong part of the sentence.
Maybe I did. But regardless, that's a big bust. That's a big old bust on you.
You can't get louder now. It feels like you came in so soft.
Sir, you better watch out because I'm busting you.
Okay, busting isn't just the... Hold on, give me one second.
Oh,
now, where were we?
And now I've got a visual on this homicide as well. See, that's another bust. That's a bust.
Yeah, man, I don't know what to tell you. You know, marriage is hard, and, you know, sometimes, fights are inevitable, but I don't know what to tell you. I can't trade those bricks for anything, man. I have enough bricks of my own, so.
You don't understand. I need to unload some of these bricks. Look at this. Look at this. It's red. It's solid. They're heavy. They're like.
Yeah. No, I got my own.
I'll trade with anything. What else do you got? Like, what do you have extra of?
Brick.
If I show back up a home with bricks, like, just
what do you want? I can't give handouts, man. I'm trying to get my own victory points.
I will trade you 3 bricks for every 1 blade of wheat. Please don't make me leave here without just like 1 bushel of wheat.
Oh, all right, look. This is what I'll do. I'll give you 1 wheat.
Okay.
I don't want any brick.
Thank you.
I don't want any brick.
Okay.
I do want you to do me a favor.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You go home.
I'm sorry.
I want you to tell your wife you love her.
Oh, I will.
I had a couple. I had about 200 wives.
What?
I had a lot of wives, and every time I had a wife, I always say I like you. I wouldn't say I love you.
Okay. Well, we've always.
I've always told her I love her.
That was always something that was always weighing on me that I never told one of my 200 wives that I love them.
Chief Callahan, I just want to report to you that I have made another bust. And yes, it was another double bust for acquiring, holding many semi-automatic illegal weapons and then also homicide. I didn't make the arrest this time, but I did get his number and he swears that he will call me back. I've been calling him. He told me he'd be calling me back anytime soon. He's been texting back.
Do you want some water?
Sorry?
Do you want some water?
My throat gets really dry when I get nervous, but I actually prefer to power through. So,
Jesus. Just coughed in my face.
Sorry. So I just want to let
just
you know.
Take
like,
some water. Just take some water.
It's really, it's better if I power through. So anyways. So I just want to let you know, like, I'm working on it and I'm improving. And that.
Did you just eat some chips?
Is for.
drying you out. Don't eat something that's going to dry you.
I didn't eat chips so much as I swallowed chips whole.
Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I like to work on my esophageal muscles. And the only way you can do that is by putting a whole chip in and just crushing it with your own throat.
People of Catan, please exit your homes and meet me. In the town square.
Oh, yeah. Everyone take an E. Everyone take
it's
an
just
E.
you, bud. I need everybody to come out.
Everyone take an E. Everybody. Come on, take an E. Everybody.
This guy again.
Okay, everybody. Come on out. Come on out.
Take an E, everybody. Come on.
Okay, take an E. Mm-hmm.
Well, not a lot of you came out. That's okay. That's okay. Those of you who did, you are in for some news that will change your lives.
Whoa.
Am I blind? Am I blind?
Wait, what?
Is that, am I blind?
Are you going to eat my feet?
Wait, what?
Just be honest. Do I need to prepare to have a life without feet?
Oh, God. Are you going to eat her feet?
Is he blind?
Am I blind?
Are you going to eat
my
feet?
Am I getting my old legs back?
What happened to his legs?
How many wishes do we get?
Do you not see dolphins?
Oh, God.
Wait, I'm just trying to make an announcement here.
Oh, shit. What's up?
The announcement is Catan has been taken over.
What?
What did he say?
I think
he
said Catan
has taken over.
What?
What?
We've all heard of time travel.
Wait.
What?
We haven't seen it with our eyes.
Who is this guy? What? That doesn't even make sense.
What?
What?
What? My
we are a good people. A kind people. We trade in goods, services.
Is that your straw?
What? What?
What?
But a new man has approached. A dark man has approached. An evil man. He has weapons.
Weapons
used to destroy your homes.
Is it weapons?
What?
Your lives.
This is
The burglar actually never has anything that he uses against me. I just take him for his word that he is locking me down. Are you talking about the burglar?
I am not. Someone much worse.
Worse than the burglar?
What?
Safe?
Will there be already artichokes?
Wait,
was it safe? Was. Okay, you're blind and I'm going to eat your feet.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
got it.
Why?
We'll stop
why is this happening?
God.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Sir, just open your eyes.
That's our show for today. Oh, holy Toledo.
Oh, man. I want to thank all of our crazy, brilliant alchemists, starting with Jackie. Jackie, thank you so much for coming back to us. How can folks find your incredible videos on Instagram? Please spell it out for us.
Yes, I am at Jackie, J-A-C-K-I-E, Duruthi, D as in dog, U-R-R-U-T-H-Y. I don't believe there are many, many out there.
And right, but Chris Alvarado emails me, I think, every second, third day of each month to tell me to go check out the video.
Yeah,
so I don't know if you're putting them up
Instagram
early in the month or what. But
oh, they're very random. So if you want consistency, mine's not the place. But it's probably maybe, I mean, hey, you never know. Maybe once a week there's something fun. I can't make that promise, though.
All right. No promises, no threats, but thank you again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Chris Alvarado, bless you.
Blessed be your name, sir.
Yeah, and the surfing is coming along?
Surfing's coming along. If anybody out there has some real tubular tips, I'd love to hear them. Be sure to check out Jackie Zaruthi's Instagram for videos that come out every now and then. But listen, here's the deal.
Every now and then.
And yes. Listen, nobody knows this more than us. We are in a content creating culture.
Yes.
It's the triple C's. You got to create content in this culture. And my girl is doing it. She's not my girl. She's my friend. Jackie's doing it. James Heaney is doing it.
James Heaney's doing it.
Joey Greer is doing it. You guys are making the shit happen. Now, yes. If you want to see all that stuff and more, go to chris-alvarado.com.
Whoa.
Just Chris.
Get me on your website, Chris.
You can get the Goodnight album on my website.
Are you pirating my album?
You can all get Naked News with James all on my website. Jackie Ruthie, I own that name, chris-alvarado.com. I give the rest of my time up to you, Kevin.
Also, 47 of the films I've done are available at Chris Dash.
which would make what? Is that 47 is one third of the films you've done?
It's technically half. Joey Greer, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. And go to chris-alvarado.com. That's where all my shit is. So.
Yep. James John Alheny, thank you, pal.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if on chris-alvarado.com there was a link to the Instagram, the Alchemy This Does. There's been a lot of live Instagram events going on.
Yes.
They've been fun.
Keep them up, please. Let's give big shout out thanks to the engineer of the stars and our producer, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every damn one of you. Please keep writing to us. I apologize for the tardiness in replying to the emails. They are greatly appreciated. I'm a person of one in this effort, and James has refused to help out. So I'm doing the best I can. Please keep writing. We love your scene suggestions and your comments, and thank you for that. Be kind to each other. Wear a damn mask, please. Until next time.
Happy.
Happy.
Am I blind?